The city of Watertown is forming a commission to review the city charter. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the goal is to determine if the city would be better served by a different form of government.
Frustration over the years-long battle between Watertown and the local firefighter union has boiled over. Two candidates who were critical of how the city has handled the issue unseated incumbents last fall, and the new council voted recently not to renew the contract of city manager Sharon Addison, who is calling the shots in the legal dispute. The city manager is not an elected position, and Councillor Cody Horbaugh says there's a lot of public interest in changing that.
I think it's important for someone who has so much power in our government to be directly accountable to the people that they're working for.
A majority of the council is interested in absorbing the city manager's job into a full-time mayor position. Mayor Joe Butler says it will likely be difficult to find someone who is willing to put aside their career for a job like that, and there are risks with putting that much power into one person's hands.
I'm dead set against that. I don't think it works for our city. However, the council collectively is open to explore that. And, you know, the first step to do that is to establish a commission.
The commission will be comprised of 9 to 15 Watertown residents, and it could take a year for any recommendations to be made, which would ultimately be subject to a public referendum. In Watertown, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.